The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of Spycraft. Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
It is now time for
Lean Out
Red Paper Plate Talk.
I don't know what that is.
No, you're using somebody's song. I didn't do that to you.
Who was that?
Someone else's.
That was Sanford and Son.
Oh, no, Sanford and Son. Oh, gosh. Sorry.
What is wrong with you?
See you next week. Well, special red paper plate.
Yep, Joshua can do a song for us. I'm gonna have Joshua do us a little song.
Okay. So we're talking about today. We're gonna unpack a little bit because we're not doctors. Kanye West.
Yes.
Kanye West was running for. He wanted to run for president. He had gone to see President 45. And he came back, he said he was going to run for president. He actually had a little rally to announce that he was going to run for president. Apparently he didn't fill out the paperwork in time, so it's not happening. But he got on stage and he was a little manic. He started ranting and saying all kinds of things. One of the things he said was he talked about the fact that when he and Kim Kardashian West started dating, he wanted her, she got pregnant with their daughter who was North, but at the time he wanted her to have an abortion and she would not, and how he wanted to kill his baby and, you know, she wouldn't let him. He said a lot of things. One of the other things that he said was Harriet Tubman did not free the slaves. And so a lot of people were taping him. He said she didn't free the slaves. What else did he say? She didn't free the slaves.
She made them, she gave them jobs. She set them up and they got jobs from white people. So she wasn't freeing them because they went and worked. But the difference is they went to work for money. They weren't working
right.
For free. He did say that. He was like, I mean, what's it? She just took them up to get another job. They went and worked for someone else. I was like, okay.
Yeah. So that was his. So he said that. Then he started crying. He just started crying and going on. And it was really. I think the people, it was kind of two or three fold. People were saying, should folks have been taping this? Because people were screaming, I love you, Kanye. And one of the things I want to say, when celebrities go out of LA, in LA, New York, people don't get as excited about celebrity. But when you go to a place, where did he go? Did he go, what city did he go to, Kim? Do you remember?
Oh,
Chris,
no,
can you look
remember.
That up and tell me what city he went to when he was doing all of this? When you go to a small... It does
South
make
Carolina.
He was in South Carolina.
Yeah.
Now, when you go out of the big metropolitan cities where people see celebrities all the time, so it's not that big of a deal. You could go to a Starbucks and see Khloe and Kim, and it's not as big of a deal. But when you go to a South Carolina, they're not used to seeing big celebrities. So you got Kanye in front of you, who makes all of these albums and songs, and you see them on TV with Kim Kardashian. Mm-hmm. It's exciting. I don't think a lot of these people were thinking, oh, he's bipolar. This is sad. Let's take our cameras and not tape him. You actually, it'd be like if Janet Jackson was in front of me saying, I'm going through marriage problems and, you know, my weight. I'd be like, Janet, I love you. I don't care what Janet is saying. She's standing
true.
In front of me. And she's talking about the worst things in her life. I screamed it at Essence Festival when her father had passed away, remember? And she was real sad. I was like, I love you, Janet. So I think that people just were, they were caught up in the moment. And also Kanye can ignite a frenzy. He's an artist. So it was a frenzy type of environment. So they were filming him. But Kim, what did you think when you saw Kanye on stage doing all that? What do you think?
Well, the first thing I think is, oh, he's having an episode. That was my first thought. Or, you know, like all people think, oh, he must have an album coming out, new clothing line dropping. But he started saying certain things that made me go, uh-oh, no, this is something different. This is really not about an album dropping. This is an illness. And celebrities do say crazy things and people in the music industry, but they still know I'm not going to go too far. It went from, look at Kanye, to concern, be honest with you. Yeah.
Go take a shower.
It went from there. Who are you talking to and making that face?
Jeffrey walked in with a towel and I was saying, go take a shower. This was happens during Red Paper Plate episode.
But you can say that. This is life. You could say that.
Okay. I gotta take a shower.
Yeah, because I got to tell the neighbors. Remember, they got my kid.
Okay. I think that, you know, a lot of people were getting on Kim Kardashian saying, you know, Kanye has suffered from, I think he has been diagnosed with being bipolar, and he suffered a breakdown when he was in concert a couple years ago. And a lot of people were saying, you know, even our friend John Murray, TV commentator, put out an open letter to Kim Kardashian saying, he's got a problem. You got to do something. And a lot of people don't realize that it's very hard to get a person committed. Even if they're having a manic episode, they tell you unless they have pretty much a knife in their hand or they're going to hurt themselves, it's really, really hard to get them committed. Because one of the things they will ask you, do you know who the president is? Do you know what date, what is the date and time? They ask you a series of questions, and if you can answer that, they're not going to commit you. So I think Kim was doing everything that she could. He even put out tweets saying, Kim, it's like being in the movie Get Out. Kim is coming with the doctor to lock me up. It's even really hard to do that because he's cognizant. He's not hurting himself. So Kim put out a statement. Are you back, Kim?
Yes, I'm listening.
Okay. So I think it's just people don't understand that it's hard to get a person committed.
Yes, but you got to... Kim's statement was beautiful. I was like, did she write this by herself? But it doesn't even matter. Her statement was absolutely...
Tell them what her statement said.
Her statement basically said that my husband has been diagnosed with bipolar. We really have never come out publicly. But the things that he has said on stage and off stage and tweeted some of his tweets and that my mother can't be around her grandchildren... that I want to get a divorce. She said, you know, I love my husband, but I'm asking the media and asking the public to please be kind and patient during this time because he's not, you know, he's not 100%. And just to be kind, he's a genius. His artistry, the things that he does, you know, they always, every time he says he's going to do something, it does come to fruition. But he has made some statements and some untruths. So give us a moment to reel him back in pretty much and get him together. So you know, I really appreciated that coming from her.
You know what I appreciated? Is that Kim Kardashian didn't say, please respect our privacy. Now, I get it if you had said that, because that is a private matter. But you know, they're known for you put your life out there on a reality show. You give us everything. So she didn't go that way. But she did say, please give us some grace. Please give us a little bit of compassion as we try to work through this thing. Because that's a very, if anybody is listening or watching and you have somebody who's been diagnosed with bipolar disorder in your family or your friend, you know how difficult it is to deal with. I got a girlfriend, her, one of her best friends has been diagnosed with being bipolar, and she was pregnant at the time. And she would have these episodes, and they call the police. They would call everybody, but they could not commit her because she was not a threat to herself. It was only when she threatened to hurt herself that they got her committed. And she was even still fighting the police officers and pregnant. And she would sit there at the hospital with her for days while she and her girlfriend would go through episodes where she would pick out a celebrity. Kim Whitley is messing around with my husband, and she's had 10 children by, you know, and so it was so difficult for my girlfriend because they couldn't do anything. Now she's on, and another thing is the medication. So when Kim says a lot of stuff that Kanye dreamed, they were big ideas that people thought were impossible, but they came true. The man has a shoe line with a major designer. He's got a clothing line. It's weird as heck, but it's on Fashion Week. So she's seen things that he says he wants to do when he's in his episodes come true. A lot of people don't like to take the medication because they feel it dampens and puts a blanket over the fire of their creativity. Because there's some pretty, remember Robert Downey Jr.? Brilliant man. And he showed up in somebody's house speaking gibberish. Or was that Ellen DeGeneres's
Robert
girl?
Robert Downey Jr. had some definite issues. I don't know.
He went to somebody's house.
That's very possible. I do know he struggled with addiction.
But we don't know if that's bipolar. That could have been just weed, cocaine.
Using the wrong celebrities. There was a celebrity. Who was that celebrity, Chris? She was a white woman, and she wrote a book how she was speaking in 9 languages, and she was in somebody's house, and they ended up calling the police on her. Do you remember what I'm talking about?
So Robert Downey Jr. did once get, okay, this is from, I guess, the LA Times, or let's see, Robert Downey Jr. once got so hammered he passed out in the wrong house.
He's hammered.
He was held on a trespassing
charge. His was a drug addiction.
Yeah.
But there was a woman who was bipolar. I thought she dated Ellen DeGeneres. Maybe she didn't. And she
ended up in a house?
Who was before Portia de Rossi with Ellen? Who was the girlfriend before Portia?
It was
she was an actress.
Anne Heche.
Remember she wrote a book? And she ended up in somebody's house speaking gibberish. I hope that's true, because I sure don't have money if I get sued.
I know. get it right.
I do not have any money if Anne Heche takes me to court. So can you check that out, Chris,
I'm searching best I can.
Because I need all the little money. We're not getting money from this podcast, and I do not want to get sued.
Here you go. From eonline.com, Anne Heche was hospitalized just after announcing her split with Ellen DeGeneres. And this is from August 21st, 2000. That was 2000. After announcing her separation from longtime partner Ellen DeGeneres, Anne Heche was hospitalized Saturday. She wandered into a rural home near Fresno, California.
There we go. And in her book, she wrote she was talking to people. But with the medication, you know, when they diagnose you with bipolar, it's not just one pill you take in. You're taking several bottles of medication. And you know, when you take medication, when the doctors put, because they don't treat the mental illness. They give you medication to kind of calm you down. And you know, Kim, when you take medication, it makes you, you know, either it makes you feel loopy, it takes you out of reality, you don't want to do nothing, it makes you tired.
Messes with your libido, all that.
Messes with your libido, you get constipated. And when you're taking a few of them, okay, well, maybe the one I took made me constipated. Am I the only one here that ever got constipated from some daggone antibiotics? Sorry. I'm sorry that you've never had. Well, no, you'd never want to be.
No.
Or, some things make you break out. It just, medication has a different effect on everybody. And if you're a creative person, Cat Williams, was going through an episode. And, you know, medication, a lot of people say they don't like to take comics. They don't like to take the medication because it dulls, they don't feel funny. So if Kanye is dealing with that, like he made an album in a night, just all night, he stayed up making an album, you know?
Yeah.
So you're dealing with that.
Yeah, but let me say this. people have to understand. I feel for Kanye. I love Kanye. And I knew the Kanye before his mother died. And let me.
Oh, before Donda West.
And I always say Kanye and R. Kelly because I knew them both and they both changed after their mother died. And you have to understand little boys growing up, that's why me and Sherry fight so much to keep our health so we can be around for our sons. When you have creative sons and you're everything to them, you're the mother, you're the father, you're the one that keeps them straight. Because if his mama was alive right now, let me tell you something, Kanye be a different Kanye. But when I played his mother on this HBO thing that we did, this project, so I got to know both of them. And Kanye is a sweet soul, very creative, kind. When his mother passed, it did something to him. I really, you know, people got to understand, it did something to him. And I don't know if he was even on medication prior to that, but he was pretty even killed. And his mama leaving him did something to him. But so the core of him, let's say the core, the root, the bottom line is we know he is a good person. So that's why I when I see him, you know, I just want to go. I want to hug him. You want to say it's going to be all right.
Did you see any... When you were doing the movie with Kanye, did you see any signs of any kind of manic behavior, anything that makes you go, oh, that's why he was acting like that?
Nope, never. Kanye was Kanye, and it was a series, actually. He was a nice guy. He followed direction. He was great in his acting. And, you know, this was, I think, the Amber Rose days were right before Amber Rose, or right in the Amber Rose situation.
Oh, he was dating Amber Rose.
She had a handle on that little man. Like, his mama, she didn't play. You know, his mother was a professor, very intelligent. She didn't care your name was Kanye. She, I'm your mama. She was
mother. That's interesting, because I met Kanye maybe 3 times. I've been around him, and we interviewed him on The View. He was wonderful. I saw him again at an award show, and he was remembered me and really a nice guy. I don't remember the third time, so maybe it was only twice. But I wonder, though, do things trigger? It'd be interesting to ask a doctor. Can bipolar be triggered by something? Like, it's a dormant, like shingles. Period. Like, remember, I got shingles on my face. Mm-hmm. It was triggered by stress, because remember when I got shingles above my eye?
I remember,
and I was because you called all those doctors for me because I was freaking out.
I'm
gonna go blind. Oh my gosh, I'm gonna go blind. Remember?
Yeah.
That's a very common thing, by the way. It will absolutely manifest whenever stressful things come around.
Stress, yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. Shingles is in everybody, it lies dormant in everybody's body. But something can trigger.
Who's had chicken pox?
Chicken pox. You said chicken pops. Chicken pox. It can bring it out. So I'm wondering if something like bipolar, it was just kind of lying dormant within Kanye. And if it came out, even if Donda West was alive, would she have been able to control that? Because also Donda is his mother. He's married now. Again, see, that's your thing. Are you used to having a posse in your house and everybody speaking into your life, and then your boyfriend feels like, Kim, I got to get out of here because too many people speaking in your life and it should be me. So again, even if Donda was alive, you know, like you say, oh, Donda would have had a handle on him. That's also Kim's husband. So I don't know.
But there's a different relationship between your mother and your son. Like what a wife can tell a son is different from what a mama can tell a son. A wife could tell a son, he'd be like, whatever. Your mama would be like, hey. What'd I tell you about that?
Okay, but what was Donna gonna do? Hey, you better put that bipolar back in your pocket.
No. What I'm saying is, I think the bipolar could have been triggered by her death. I think that's what I'm saying. Before that, maybe, you know, I don't know. I'm not a doctor, but he wasn't this person prior to.
And you, like you said, he's got a great heart. I wonder if Kim feels any kind of concern that the children may
might have it. Of course she does.
Might have this because I have an uncle and he died. And, you know, he would go through these episodes. Back then, people just said you crazy. You didn't, you know, I don't know, Chris, how it is with... I don't know what your ethnicity is. I don't want to say white people.
Well, it's
your ethnicity is white people.
What kind of mud are you, Chris? No, real quick. Sadly, this reminds me, and I have no idea, and I don't want to overstate my relationship with him. I knew him, met him at an All Things Comedy Festival in Phoenix. Were you guys friends with Brody Stevens at all? He was a regular at the Comedy Store. Very extremely talented, one of these people that could have broke along the same lines as Zach Galifianakis, literally, like, could have been that guy.
So funny.
Long story short, he brought joy anywhere he went. Everyone loved him. Former college baseball player, just a fantastic guy. He was so foggy and hurt so bad he took his own life not that long ago, and I'm remembering because the LA Dodgers, shout out to Brody, have put a cutout of him in their fake crowd for these new baseball games. So that's joyous. I don't want to go too far into it, but it's a very common thing. White, black, whatever. I think mental health professionals would tell you it is a problem that it is overlooked in the black community as well. And that's horrific to hear because that means people aren't being served correctly, or it's something that has plagued people, and it's so tough to watch people deal with that. And it's I'm sitting here listening to you all talk about it. It's not even fun to be like, oh, Kanye is a wild, look at this guy, he's crazy. You can't even say it anymore because he was fun. He was a character to kind of laugh at. Nah, not anymore. He's gonna need help.
Well, what I was gonna say was, not, you know, because this comment it doesn't have a color, mental illness, but
absolutely.
What in the African-American community, a lot, we didn't know how to deal with mental illness. We just called people in our family, oh, you know, they crazy. That's the crazy one. We never really, you know, going to psychiatrists and psychologists wasn't really in our element. Now I think black folks more now are going, we got to pay attention.
Or it wasn't provided to you, to be fair to you all too, or it wasn't even available or in the neighborhood.
Absolutely. Right. Where you could go, you know, insurance didn't pay for you to go to no psychiatrist. No. That wasn't on our plan, and it wasn't in our copay. So now, you know, people are really saying we got to look at the mental health, because I have people in my family, we just thought they were crazy. They, you know, they would act out. There's a really big article about, you know, when you're going through bipolar disorder, a writer from Vibe wrote it about Kanye. You start getting these, you feel like you're getting epiphanies from God.
Yes.
You know, because Kanye started his church and the choir, and he felt like he was Jesus, and wrote an amazing song called Jesus Walks. And it was, the writer was saying, when you're bipolar, you're going through all of these things, you feel God is speaking directly to you. You feel like this thing, it's a great article. Look up bipolar disorder in God. And when we started talking about Kanye doing this church and what the heck was going on,
everybody was like, what? But it turned out to be he has a fantastic choir. It's a great, it's a great experience. You know, you got the church out there. They say if you go out there on a Sunday, it is beautiful and it's a wonderful experience. So even though out of his bipolarness, the greatness that comes through. So,
it's so funny because I feel differently about Kanye West Church. You know, it is a great experience. I felt like with the church, people were putting him too quickly on this pedestal of doing this church, because now you've seen all this other stuff happen.
Right.
All of the merchandise he was selling at the church, it was giving you an experience for that day. Was that experience going to hold you on Wednesday when you want to curse out your boss? Like, what was the gravitas underneath the church? And you have a pastor of the church who is, you know, he wasn't the pastor, but he led his church, who's having, you know, manic episodes, who now comes in, you're following this man, and he comes in and he says slavery was a choice, I'm running for president, and you're running around like
Harriet Tubman didn't free any slaves. What
And to me, that's very dangerous, because there are a lot of young people who follow Kanye. And at this moment in time, literally, it's so important, our vote. It's so important because we have got to, and if you are a Republican listening to our podcast, I hope you don't leave, but please know that Kim and I, we are Democrats because we want President Trump out of the office.
Yes.
He is a dangerous man. He wants to be a dictator. We say he's a racist. So yeah. If he goes another 4 years, it's not going to bode well for black folks, brown folks, and then the other people.
It's not going to be good. It has to be good.
It's not going to be good. And I feel like Kanye, at this point in time, we cannot afford for some folks' votes to be pulled away.
Way, yep.
From the man who is running now.
Say it one more time. Explain why, if Kanye runs and gets the young people and people to go follow him, what that will do, Sherry.
It splits the vote. Well, the good thing is, and I'm really, I want Kanye to get the help that he needs because it's sad. We love Kanye. He makes, who forgot Gold Digger?
Yes.
You know, you in the club. I mean, and that's just one of, Kanye's so much more brilliant than Gold Digger. But yes. He makes music that touches us, that moves us. He's brilliant. We don't want to see Kanye go down like this. We're proud of him as an African-American man who's doing stuff. He's got a beautiful wife and children. He loves his family. So this is anguishing for a lot of people because we don't want to throw Kanye away. But it's dangerous. Thank goodness he didn't make the deadline to get his name on the ballot, because I do believe, you saw Chance the Rapper was on Twitter. Black Twitter ate Chance the Rapper up because he kept going, Kanye for president. You know, you two are both very influential with young people. And this is why it would have been dangerous for Kanye to actually run, because people for shits and giggles would have said, I'm going to vote for Kanye. We can't afford to have votes split. You know, some people just because they want to do it and be fun, voting for Kanye and not Joe Biden. And again, I'm not behind Joe Biden. He is not my top pick for president, but I want him in more than, and I want the other one out more than I want.
But he is your top pick now.
He's my top pick now.
Yes. Biden, yes. That's all we got.
Biden is it. We can't afford to some people go green and some people go independent. It literally has to be, we are all in to one person to get this one, the crazy one out right now. For me, I feel like we got to get Joe Biden in, you know, hold him to the promises. He said he was going to pick an African-American Supreme Court justice. Now, Kim, it looks like he's going to pick an African-American to run as his vice president. Val Demings, please pick Val Demings. So hold his feet to the fire, but get him in. Get this other one out, because I need to keep my child alive. So that's why I think it would have been so dangerous for Kanye to actually be on a ballot, because I think that there would be people like Chance the Rapper, who got a lot of people who follow him, wanting to vote for Kanye. This is not fun and games, what we're going through right now. And anybody who's young and listening, because the older folks kind of know what they want to do. But anybody who is listening to this podcast right now, and I am saying this with such urgency, you have got to use your right to vote. You have got to register to vote. This man that is in office right now is so dangerous.
Even voter suppression, we got to stand in line for hours. We don't know how we're going to fix this. They are taking down all the polls, so it will discourage people.
Did
from
you
voting.
See how many people just whether the preliminaries or the primaries, all those people, they locked the doors on people so they couldn't come in and vote. That was illegal to do, and they did it.
Yep.
Last time we voted for people, we could have taken the House. We could have taken it, but they hid machines. This president wants to shut down the postal service, the post office. They've been in business for over 40 years through rain, sleet, and snow. He wants to shut it down so we can't do mail-in ballots. Do you understand how much this man wants to be in office and be a dictator? He has secret police.
Yes.
Grabbing people,
which is illegal.
which is illegal. That makes me so emotional. Why it's so dangerous. We got to get Kanye help because we cannot afford people to be splitting the vote. Secret police are over there picking up people they don't have identification on. Can you imagine how scary that is? You're peacefully protesting. Did you see what they did to the mothers, Kim?
Yes.
They were locked. They had moms who were protesting peacefully, locking arms, and they sprayed these women with tear gas. Mothers with tear gas. They don't have any identification on. So the moment you say anything, they beat a military veteran. He was a veteran, decorated, beat him and broke the bones in this man's fingers because he came up to them and said, where are your badges? Where is your identification? They can pick you up, throw you in a van, put you in jail. You don't have a right to make a phone call. You can't tell your family.
These are federal agents that are doing it.
These are federal agents. And this is at the direction of the president of the United States because he wants to be a dictator. Do you understand why you have to vote? Important it is to vote because that could be your child, your brother, your aunt, your mother who gets sprayed with tear gas and thrown into a van and you don't see them again.
Oh no, if we let it go, it will be us. If this turns into a dictatorship.
We're not supposed, this is the United States of America. We're not supposed to be under a dictatorship. And that's why it's so important for our votes. We got to be Democrat or Republican. That's it. And I'm seeing that the Republicans are not doing anything for us. They're not speaking up. They're not saying anything. This is a man they've already shown that people they put a price on Americans' heads to be killed over there in the Middle East. And the president is not reading the reports and doing anything about it, has not said a thing about it. He's still not addressed the COVID situation. He just is now wearing a mask. He is sending people out to tear gas peaceful protesters. So we can't afford for you to be for fun chits and giggles to be voting for Kanye West because he's over here wanting to run for president. We can't afford. Yes. The one thing I'm upset about, Kim, is I know you're dealing with the man and he's got the episodes, but don't retweet that he wants to run for president. Chance the Rapper, who's my fellow Chicagoan, don't go out there championing Kanye West to run for president. You know he's got a problem. You're friends with him. For Dave Chappelle to fly out there, thank God for Dave Chappelle. That's a friend. Dave Chappelle got on a plane. I'm going to get off my soapbox about voting.
Oh, wow.
But Dave Chappelle got on a plane and flew out to see Kanye at his compound just to see how he was doing. Now, I don't expect Dave Chappelle to do anything. He just wanted to show him that he was a friend, that he has somebody to talk to. And it was really nice to see. Nobody around Kanye can say anything because they're on his payroll. Yeah. So when you're trying to provide for your family and Kanye's paying your check, you're not going to tell Kanye, I'm not doing something for you because you got to provide for your family. So we hope that he gets the help that he needs.
Yes.
He's so talented. He's such a great man. I feel for Kim Kardashian. I always picture Kim Kardashian. You know, we saw these rants from Kanye a long time ago in the press, Kim. That's why I asked you if you had seen anything when you work with him on a movie. You remember when Kanye was going off and he said he wasn't going to do a cover of a magazine until he got paid?
Yes.
And he was going off on these rants. Remember when he got on Jimmy Kimmel and for 15 minutes, you remember that? He got on Jimmy Kimmel and for 15 minutes, you sat there and was like,
What?
He said stuff to the extent that he and Kim Kardashian were more popular than President Barack Obama and Michelle. And you like,
What are you talking about? Delusional.
He was talking so much spit was on the corner of his mouth. I looked at that. Remember when he went into TMZ?
Remember TMZ? He walked around and was talking. I said, Lord Jesus.
I'm going to say the silver lining on TMZ. If you go back and watch him on TV, TMZ, that's when he says slavery was a choice.
Yes.
If I'd have known that, I'd have told my ancestors, well, come on, get out. Get a job over at IBM. Shoot, if it's a choice, was you still over there going mad?
Why are you down there picking cotton? You know you can go somewhere else and get a job.
Come over and be a stand-up comic, ancestors. When he says slavery was a choice, the silver lining from that was that it blew up Van Lathan, remember? Because Van Lathan really took him to task. He's not with TMZ anymore. They fired him, and they shouldn't have. And
it was great.
Van Lathan took him to task and had to break down history. And see, that's the thing about Kanye and being bipolar. He goes up against people that can't really argue back with him. When you start arguing back with him and you start, he'll back down. And he did with Van Lathan. But I feel bad for Kim Kardashian because I always pictured her, because he's always ranted and raved. You know, we just didn't know he had bipolar. And I said, that poor girl got to sit at the edge of the bed while he paces back and forth in the bedroom, probably talking for hours. And she got lit, you know. Now, one day they didn't have time to have babies. They had to have a surrogate do it. When you can't even have sex. The man talked too much.
He just talking and ranting. I pictured
Kanye in one of his episodes before they knew it was bipolar, even when they were dating, just talking to her for hours about stuff. And you just, after a while, you just like.
But you know what? That's probably how she got him. They got married. He probably was like, this woman will listen to me. Kim was probably patient and listened to Kanye, but Kim got all them kids now. She's like, I got to listen to these kids. I got to take care of these kids. She got to be a good mother. She got to be there. You can have a nanny, but she has to be present.
That's one thing I would say about Kim. She's got to protect her children. You know, she has to protect the kids. And this has got to be a little bit frightening. I don't know if she's keeping them away from the TV to see their father being like this. We hope that, you know, I hope that Kim can get him into a hospital and he can get the help he needs. The thing that we're dealing with mental issue now is I don't think that these doctors treat it. You got to be trained in it. One of the things they're talking about with defund the police, I think they need a different word because so many people think defund means taking away all of the money from the police.
No, that's not what it means.
And that's not what they mean. They mean allotting some of the funds that are allotted to the police. If I'm understanding it correctly, if you're listening to me or you're watching, leave a comment because I don't want to be wrong about this. If you're listening, you want to leave a comment, you can go to twofunnymamas@gmail.com and leave a comment. But I believe defunding means they want to take some of the money that is allotted to the police force and they want to put it into things like mental health and training, having a mental health professional so that when a police officer comes to the door, if you call because you've got your husband is having an episode, there can be a mental health professional that comes with you that knows how to deal with this. Because police, you know, they're there to serve and protect, but they don't know everything. They don't know how to handle it.
They don't know how to handle that.
But you don't want somebody who's mentally ill, like you said one time when somebody was talking to you, you don't want to have to call them on your cousin who's having a bipolar episode, and then your cousin ends up getting killed because the police shot him.
Right.
Because they don't know what to do, so they just shoot them and they don't recognize any of the signs. So I think that's what defunding the police means. Not taking away the all the money for the police, not having police, but just taking some of the money that's allotted.
They allot the money to another department,
Other areas that they're not trained in. And I'm not speaking for police. I don't know how much money y'all make. I know it's one of those civil servant jobs that in the African-American community, remember people was like, be a police officer, work for the government, work for the post office, be a teacher. Because it was just, it was known where you made good money. It was stable money. You had your benefits.
Stable money, you got your benefits.
They got a very powerful union. They have a lot of money flowing in and they're saying, just take some of the money and allot it for professionals who can assist the police, do what they do.
In all that, since we went from Kanye to defunding the police, but it's all about mental health. We want to make sure we're keeping that in a nice little bubble there. So you all are like, look at him going off topic again. No, this all has to do with mental health.
And it all has to do with mental health. And we're two funny mamas, but we have, you know, we still live in this world and things are happening to us as mothers. And we have children that we're, you know, we want to see people thrive. So we do talk about, like the woman said, y'all don't talk about nothing.
Yes, we do. If you just stick with us.
You don't but I think she liked that we didn't talk about nothing. That's what I got from it. She's like, y'all don't talk about nothing. So I just listen because we not, you know, you ain't got
to. It was KK3382 who said, this podcast is about a bunch of nothing. Now, if you're listening today, KK3382, you would have gotten the urgency of we're talking about voting, dictatorship, secret police, why it's important to vote. Kay Darshea who said, it's too chaotic. And nothing. And so that's what we give all the love to Kanye. I believe, yes. Kim, we should give Kanye grace and compassion and let yes. this family try to deal with this. It's got to be heartbreaking for all of them. It's just heartbreaking to deal with. If you got a friend or a family member, it is heartbreaking because it's out of your control. You feel like there's nothing you can do. And like I said, doctors need to be trained in how to deal with this instead of just medicating yes. people, because, you know, we love Kanye and we're standing with you on this, Kim. I know you love your husband. Yes. You got four babies with this man and, you know.
Yeah, we stand with you, Kim Kardashian and Kanye and the whole family. And we hope that you all get
through. Can you look into the camera while you say that so we know you're sincere?
Oh, I was just thinking and talking. We stand with you, Kim Kardashian, and the whole family, and Kanye. And just know that you have people out here that do support you and care about the outcome. And we don't want to see anything happen to Kanye or your family. So,
We don't want him to hurt himself. We want him to get. Yeah. We don't want to hear anything bad. We don't want him to hurt himself because we're looking at these tweets. And Donda, if you up there and you're looking at Two Funny Mamas podcast, can you maybe lay your hands on your son? Tell him it's gonna.
That's
be okay.
Right, Donda West. Go ahead, check on just, check on your baby boy.
But I think that was it with Kanye. We love him and we're with him. And before we go, how you like my hair? How do you like my hair? I tried a new wig today. You don't like it. Why you don't like it? Because I look like Sandy from Human Resources.
Yes. You know what? It's a different look, Sherry, but you also have on the little purple shirt with the tie around you. And the little short blondish wig is cute. But it's, it's okay. You're not sexy, but you're giving, it was a great conversation with you about voting and, you know, okay, that's better. That's a little cute, but maybe you should have put on like a rock t-shirt, like a funky t-shirt with it. But the fact that you put on a silk blouse, I don't even know if I have any blouses.
You know what? Oh, yeah. That was a big
thing. Blouse.
Kim, you
put
know
on a blouse
what?
With the short wig, blouse.
This is why you need your girlfriends, because you're right. Had I put on a really cute t-shirt, it would have been like funky. But funky. Now, because I have on this pink shirt, because I was trying to put on a colorful thing.
First of all, what color is your shirt?
Purple.
What? You said pink.
Oh, did I say pink? I meant purple.
Yeah. So what's wrong with you?
Welcome to 53.
Boy, it's time to end this podcast.
No,
I know
wow.
Chris was like, what's wrong with her?
I wouldn't say anything like that about Chancellor Sherry, who just told me my transcripts aren't going to work out.
I do look like I'm telling you your financial aid didn't come in and I don't know what we're going to do, but you can't go to this college anymore. And I look like I'm about to fire you. Come here, sit down. So
what's my mom gonna say?
And so this is what I'm going to do. And listeners, sometimes I'm sensitive, sometimes I'm not. This hair is from I had a wig line called Sherry Now, and it was part of my wig line. This was one of my top sellers on QVC. And I would sell these wigs. And I don't have my wig line anymore because the investor of it ran off with all of the money. And so this is the only wig left in my line. It was sitting on a wig head. And I said, well, let me try to wear it. This was literally one of my best sellers on QVC, except the women on QVC, they liked it like this. They liked the thing out, you know, like the little point that you're on TV.
Oh, yeah, that's cute. Now, they why would don't do you wear it like that?
Because it reminds me of my auntie. So
like
I tuck it behind my ear.
1996.
I like it tucked behind. And if you're listening, you can't see what we're talking about. You got to come to the YouTube channel. But I don't like it, auntie. I like it like hip, which is why it would have looked better with the T-shirt.
Yes.
So what I'm going to do, I'm not giving up. Anyway, so he ran off with the money and he left me high and dry and he owes me a lot of money. And I didn't take him to court because I was told that, you know, he could file bankruptcy and then I had to get in line and I was going to spend a lot of money trying to. Daisy Fuentes also had a wig line with him and he swindled her. So I don't have my wig line anymore. And I didn't take him to court because Kim, I went through a very expensive court. Look, now I can't see a really expensive court battle with my husband.
Yes.
And spent a lot of money. And I just was like, when you talk about going to court, I get hives. I can't even deal with it.
It's a trick.
But I'm not giving up on this wig. I'm going to wear this wig our next podcast with a really funky t-shirt. Maybe yes. by that time, Chris will have sent us some more Two Funny Mamas merchandise. And we could, and I'll wear the t-shirt.
I'm waiting on the t-shirt that fits me also. Man, I got to lose weight to put on those shirts.
Because you can go, so we've ended our red paper plate. I don't think we did a proper ending.